It is a Tech Tuesday, Bill, and we now have an Instagram account. If I can just tell you that we are at Bill Wendy Show on Instagram. I'm looking at a picture from when Phil, Andrew, and Audrey were on yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's a Tech Tuesday. We're going to talk Instagram right now with Bridget Carey, CNET Senior Editor. I'm always worried, Bridget, that I can't catch up with all the pictures on Instagram, so I scroll like crazy, but I may not have to anymore.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a problem where we kind of forget even why we're scrolling. Like, we just get lost in it and forget ourselves. But now, with all this criticism there's been lately with social media sucking us in and hurting our lizard brains, Instagram now has a new feature they're testing. It's called All Caught Up. It's something where users will get a little alert that says, You are all caught up. You've seen all the new posts from the past 48 hours. And it's not, you know, for everyone's account yet, but it's the idea is to see if it encourages you to just, you know, stop scrolling and do something else. You know, it kind of goes in light with something else Instagram did recently. Earlier this month, there's this feature in the settings that can tell you how much time you've spent on Instagram.
Oh, I don't want to know that.
Yeah, a little depressing perhaps for some folks, maybe a wake-up call. So it doesn't like really alert you out of the blue, but if you hunt for it, you can find it.
All right, I'm just scrolling right now. I got to pay attention to what we're doing here. It's just so easy to get sucked in. We spend a lot of time on our computer, and I guess there's a new computer bug out there. Should we be afraid?
Oh, you know, the headlines make it sound pretty scary, but I think, sadly, there's not much that can be done except to make sure your computer's updated. So this is something where all the modern processors that are made by Intel, ADM, ARM, you know, they're all using something that has a flaw in it. And you might have seen headlines with something called Spectre or Meltdown. These are chip flaws in the processors themselves. It was announced first time in January, and they were it's basically a flaw that, like, you know, was being exploited, and they patched it. And oh, now just on Monday we find out there's still another flaw that has to be patched. I would say the kind of takeaway for you and me is that Microsoft and some others are saying, all right, and Intel, you know, there's no evidence that's being used by hackers, so the risk is low right now. But the danger is one of those things that we're going to hear about in weeks and months to come, because, you know, so many new computers have this, and you'll have to be patched. And if you patch it, it could even slow your computer down. So, because of the way it's designed. So some people are now considering, well, maybe I don't want to patch it considering the risk is so low. I think we're going to see over time if this becomes an issue, because it's not being used against us right now. But all these companies who made these processors, you know, the next generation is what's going to clear it out. You have to buy a whole new system, really.
Bridget, every Tuesday we get a sheet that tells us topics that you want to discuss with us. And then I see these two words and I get so excited. Smart Tupperware. My dreams have come true, Bridget. Tell us more about Smart Tupperware.
Oh, it's something I got to check out yesterday. So, you know, this startup company is trying to make it so the food that you forgot about in your fridge, all your leftovers in your Tupperware, you know, like what can be done to alert you to remember to eat your food. There's these little, tabs, you would call it, that you can either stick on your existing Tupperware or buy their version of Tupperware and put it on. And you would tap it. And if you have an Amazon Alexa in the house, you would say, Alexa, tell Ovi, the system's called Ovi. Everything has a funny name, right?
Yeah.
Tell Ovi that these are, this is lasagna. And then what it does is it starts a countdown timer based on, like, okay, lasagna is good for about 5 days or so. And then it'll turn colors. It'll be green when it's good, and when it's yellow.
Not the food, not the lasagna, won't turn green.
No.
It's a little button. It looks like something that'd be on a keychain, you know, and that itself is what lights up. And then when it gets to yellow, you'll get a notification on your phone, hey, don't forget to eat your lasagna. And if it's just an ingredient, like, say, green beans or carrots, it's like, hey, here's some carrot recipes. Don't forget about your carrots. And, you know, we have a problem with food waste, so this company's trying to, you know, fix that problem. But
yeah,
they got a Kickstarter that just launched today. They want to see this out by February. February of next year. But they're trying to entice folks to help fund their project, because I got to see it working, but they still got to make the Tupperware giant tubs and put that in production.
Where do I look on Kickstarter for that? Because can I just tell you, like, we bring home leftovers from a restaurant or something, and honestly, sometimes 2 weeks go by, you're cleaning out the refrigerator, you find it in the back, and you're like, oh my God,
what about this?
There's my gnocchi I could have eaten, and I forgot all about it. So what do we look for on Kickstarter if we want to contribute?
The company is called OVIE, OV. It's instead of Tupperware, Smarterware. Everyone's got a funny name.
Sure.
But there you go.
Are you going to invest all your fortune in this, Wendy?
No, but no? I'd like to see this become a reality.
Yeah.
Although I'll forget to put the little...
The tab on it?
Yeah, I'll forget to do that, so I'll be back at square one.
Oh.
And I know Apple's always in the news, and we saved it for last, not necessarily because it's the best, but because we always talk about it, but a big event coming up?
Yeah, on June 4th, Apple has their yearly big showcase of what's new in the software side of things. So we're not going to see a new hardware iPhone, but they're going to talk about what's going to be new coming to iPhone software and other software. And they kind of tease it. If you ask Siri, tell me about the Worldwide Developer Conference, which is what it's called. Siri gives hints and clues, and she goes, I don't want to brag, but I'm going to get smarter. And then she says,
good, because you're pretty stupid, Siri.
So we'll be seeing what kind of upgrades they give Siri, and apparently Siri is going to have a whole new voice.
Oh, maybe you can get your British voice.
I would love that.
Right. Although I guess it's already out there.
Yeah, you can do that, right? There's different voice options. Well, Bridget, thank you very much. Just the mere fact that they're smart Tupperware means the world's a better place.
There's always some good with the bad, right?
Yeah, always. Thank you so much, Bridget. Have a good week.
All right, thanks.
It's Bridget Carey from CNET.
And this Tech Tuesday, sponsored by Illinois Tech's Stewart School of Business.